Spring ushers in a new wing at New York's Natural History Museum. The Richard Gilder Center's unique architecture reflects the natural world and the habitats of creatures exhibited inside. There you'll find an insectarium.
We didn't count every ant, but we estimated to 500,000 ants.
Wow.
This is a leafcutter ant colony.
These ants are farmers harvesting leaves to feed a fungus they need to survive.
There's a trackway up here, and the ants continue upwards, and they have to cross this bridge in order to get to their fungus farms.
A simple reminder of how life forms depend on each other.
You just think about the food chain, energy goes from the sun to the plant to the fungus to the ant and then upwards.
There's also a butterfly vivarium where the tropical climate is perfect for visitors to get up close and personal with the 80 different species flying freely in the space. The center's stated purpose is science, education, and innovation. Museum classrooms already host 300,000 to 400,000 school children and their teachers per year.
Students come in, they're extremely curious, they're very interested in the world around them, and we need to maintain that interest all the way through.
For visitors, the center offers a chance to marvel at technology as well as nature.
This exhibit is meant to highlight the interconnectedness of all species at a time when scientists say not only is the biodiversity of the planet under threat, but also trust in science itself.
With habitats shrinking and species dying, museum president Sean Decatur hopes sparking appreciation for such wonders of nature will help better preserve them in the future.
This museum plays a role both in education and understanding about those issues, but also plays a role in making the work of scientists much more visible and getting people to understand the process of scientific discovery and how science actually does come to bear on important problems of the day.
Problems affecting all species, including the human race. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.